All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Friday saw the Buffalo Bills very busy on the trade front as they made deals with the Los Angeles Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. And in their deal with the Eagles, the Bills were able to acquire wide receiver Jordan Matthews from the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for cornerback Ronald Darby. But the big trade that the Buffalo Bills made was when they decided to send fourth-year wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a sixth-round pick to the Rams in exchange for cornerback E.J. Gaines and a second-round pick. Now, in 3 years with the Buffalo Bills, Watkins has yet to reach his potential. He has only gone over 1,000 yards in receiving once. He has only played all 16 games in a season once. And, you know, the Buffalo Bills, they have a new general manager running things for this organization in Brandon Bean, and they have a new head coach in Sean McDermott. And for the most part, they are not attached to any of these guys on the roster. And you look at the amount of money that a guy like Sammy Watkins is going to make, and if they feel that he is not worth it, they are simply going to go out there and try to bring their guys in. And you look at the Buffalo Bills going back to 2014 when they drafted Watkins. They moved up from the 9th overall slot to the 4th overall pick in the draft in a trade with the Cleveland Browns. And in that deal, they swapped first round picks for 2014, obviously. And then they gave Cleveland two more picks in 2015, most notably their first round selection, which the Browns would have the 19th overall pick for 2015. But the biggest thing for Watkins is this. He was the first receiver taken in 2014, fourth overall, of course. But you look at some of the guys that went after him in that draft. You had Mike Evans, who was seventh overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's already a Pro Bowler. Odell Beckham Jr. was taken 12th overall by the New York Giants. And this guy right now is one of the best wide receivers in the game. You have Brandon Cooks that was taken 20th overall by the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, now he is on the roster of the New England Patriots. And who knows how good that he can be this year with quarterback Tom Brady. Kelvin Benjamin was taken 28th overall by the Carolina Panthers. And he has become a go-to guy for quarterback Cam Newton. Also in that draft, you had Allen Robinson taken in the second round by the Jacksonville Jaguars and Jarvis Landry by the Miami Dolphins. And Jarvis Landry is another guy who's a Pro Bowler. So the bottom line is, if you are Sammy Watkins, these are the guys who you are going to be compared to. And if you're not going out there and bringing it consistently, you know, teams are going to be like, you know, why are we going to pay this guy? But at the same time, it's not like he has had a quality quarterback to throw him the ball. Tyrod Taylor is mediocre at best. And, you know, honestly, for the Buffalo Bills, they've been an up-and-down team. Now, with that said, for Tyrod Taylor, I don't know what this says for him, because the Buffalo Bills were flirting with getting rid of him last year, especially when they had a new regime take over. And now, if you're Tyrod Taylor, you've lost your go-to guy, and now you have to try to get on the same page with Jordan Matthews. And, you know, going back to the 2014 class very quickly, Jordan Matthews was in that group as well. Now, looking ahead for Sammy Watkins with the Los Angeles Rams, it's going to be imperative for him to get on the same page with Jared Goff. But I simply just don't see it happening, because I am not sold on Jared Goff being a franchise quarterback. So for me, if you're Sammy Watkins, it's going from bad to worse. You didn't have a quarterback in Buffalo who could consistently get you the football. And now this is the same case with the Rams. If you're playing with Jared Goff, I think that if Buffalo wanted to trade him, they would have been better served sending him to a team that had a quality quarterback to get him the ball, a la, you know, a Joe Flacco with the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, they need some help at the wide receiver position. Maybe the Detroit Lions with Matthew Stafford or the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck. Granted that Luck is dealing with some injuries right now, but, you know, there would have been better options for Watkins to be able to take his game to the next level. L.A. with the Rams is not that place. So I think, you know, it's going to be status quo. You talk about the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams for at least the past 10 years. These are two of the worst teams in the NFL, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon for them. I think this was a lose-lose deal for both of these clubs, and only time will tell how it will work out for Watkins in L.A. and with the Buffalo Bills as far as moving on from him. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.